Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
And I said, Ryan, when that moment comes and you know that I'm in heaven, there's only one thing I want you to remember, and that's to be there. I care about what you accomplish in your life. You're bright, you'll do a lot, but all that is secondary. The thing I want to know is that you are there. Be there. And I'll be looking all over heaven for you on that day.
The truth is, God wants to shine through and in your relationships. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young finishes his conversation with Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family and encourages you to glorify God through your time with friends and family. Truth for the Family is coming up, so stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment.
I want to personally invite you and your family to join me in Israel this November, Thanksgiving season, and watch the Bible come alive. We'll walk together where Jesus walked and experience the Holy Land from the Mount of Olives to the Sea of Galilee. This is a life-changing trip that you do not want to miss. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year together in Israel.
Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we have an exciting opportunity we'd like to share with you. We're getting ready to close the books on another financial year, and a generous donor has offered to match every gift up to a total of $75,000 to help end the ministry year strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to keep God's proven truth on the air and encouraging listeners like you in the new financial year ahead. This is such a vital need in today's culture, and we're asking for your help to ensure God's Word continues coming your way over the radio, television, and internet. So please don't wait. Take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give as generously as you can today. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Truth for the Family, Part 2.
Coach Ayers took us to the woodshed. He said, you're making fools of yourself. Don't you know that a woman has to be treated with respect? Mm-hmm. You don't yell and hoot and holler like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll never forget it. He began teaching me things mm-hmm. there that added to what my dad was teaching. That's what a boy needs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to find in this culture.
No, it really is. Now, so a boy's need is the same thing as a girl. Both of them need time. I've said that love is always explained by time. I thought it was original. I got it from one of his books. and it does. But girls, a father to a boy is one relationship that builds the masculinity. Then a father to the daughter is another thing that's there to build her femininity, I guess. How would you say that?
Listen, the whole culture knows that boys need fathers. That's not a bulletin. Everybody knows that. What they don't know is that girls need their fathers almost as much as boys do, and maybe more. And it's a whole different way. Like I indicated, we're sexually different. We're made differently. And girls are bonded to their mothers and will be throughout life. You know, even after marriage, it's the girl that remains in touch and the boys go off with their wives who are with their mothers and so on. So there is this need for girls to have a relationship with the fathers, and people don't know that. Fathers don't know that. That a little girl defines her femininity from her relationship with her father. He's the first to hold her and cuddle her, first male to kiss her, the first male to tell her, hopefully, that she's pretty and that he admires her, the first to affirm her from a masculine point of view. A little girl desperately needs that because she doesn't come by it through genetics. She has to learn it in the culture, and the father is the one she looks to. He is absolutely critical to her self-esteem and her understanding of why she is valuable and why she is, the gender that God made her to be. I want to share with you an experience that I had when I was writing Bringing Up Girls. We had an institute where there were about 80 girls and 80 boys that came, and I invited 40 of those girls to come have lunch in our boardroom. We've provided a great lunch for them. And afterward, I said, I want to tell you why I brought you here.
Now, what's their age about?
Their ages were junior, senior, and college.
In college, okay.
Yeah, so they're just getting ready to go out in the world. Most of them were about to marry. And I said, I'm writing a book on bringing up girls, and you guys can help me. I would like you to tell me what you think I need to know and to write about. And I opened it to anything they want to say. I mean to tell you, they made a beeline for their fathers. They didn't talk about their mothers. They talked about their fathers. And one girl began talking, and she broke into tears as she was talking about the fact that I'm not angry at my dad, and I'm not bitter about him. He's a good man. He works hard. He takes care of the family. But he is only aware of my brother. He doesn't even see me. It's as though I'm not there. She said, I'm at this institute, and my dad never pulled me aside and said, why are you going there, and what do you hope to experience there? Because she wasn't part of his world. And that is very, very common. It went from there to the next one and the next one all the way around. All of them were crying. And we had one box of Kleenex that was going all the way around the table.
And I would guess you were crying, too.
I was crying, too. I mean, it moved me deeply because they were saying, my dad doesn't understand what it is I feel and what I need. One of them said, my dad will come back down in the morning, and I'm eating breakfast, and he will come down and say, do you know what you're eating? That's too much. That's going, you know where that's going to go? It's going to go right to your hips and legs. And it wounded her, and it made her ache. She wasn't mad at him. She was hurt with him. And it went on around the room. The girls, one of them was talking about going to the beach with her parents. And she was riding the back seat, and they were riding in the front seat, and they came to a stoplight. And she had taken off her shoe, and she put her foot without her shoe on the console between the two, mother and father. And her dad looked down at her foot, and he reached out and put his hand on the foot and caressed it. And he said, you know, honey, you have the most beautiful feet. And she cried. It's the first time he had ever said anything like that to her. And there is this deep wound that's there. I suppose 2/3 of the girls had the same message. How could that be? They didn't even know one another felt that way until they were in that room, and they were all sharing their experiences. One of them said that her father was a NC2A football coach, one of the large universities. And she said he was so busy, so very busy, and I never could get his attention. And she said the only way I could get his attention was to walk with him on the sidelines, because that's the only time that I had access to him. And she said, I always wondered why he loved those boys on the team more than he loved me, because I loved him so much. But there was a third of the group that was there that told wonderful stories. I wish she could have been there. I mean, it was a powerful moment.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's encouraging message, I'm sure you'll be excited to know that a generous friend has offered to double all gifts up to a total of $75,000 to help end our financial year strong by March 31. This doubling opportunity hits at just the right time, as it's vital we wrap up this year of ministry on solid financial footing in order to keep this program going strong, encouraging you with the proven truth of God's Word. Your support is critical to releasing every dollar of the matching grant before it expires on March 31. So please, if this program has impacted your walk with Jesus, please give today, knowing your support will be doubled to keep God's Word on the air for you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
And he wanted to say, this is the message he brought me down there, is to tell parents, beware of your kids, because this stuff is dangerous.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of The Winning Walk. All those years ago, I never dreamed of the countless lives that have been reached with the good news of Jesus Christ through this ministry. From its humble beginning on a local TV station, I'd get up every Monday morning, go down to the station, and just speak into a camera. And now, we have a worldwide ministry seen around the globe. I want to say a sincere thank you to the many men and women that have partnered with us through the years to support this outreach. Your faithful prayers and regular financial gifts make this possible. This month marks the end of our fiscal year. Your gifts at this time are critical to help us as we plan ahead and how we can continue to reach people with the proven truth of God's Word. Now remember this, every dollar, every penny that is given to The Winning Walk goes exclusively to buy airtime on radio and television. No other expenses, no salaries, nothing else. All the money given, we buy airtime to get this word out to the watching world. As The Winning Walk continues to make a difference for the kingdom, you can be a part of that work when you give. Maybe you never have. It'd be a wonderful time to say, I want to be a part of what they're doing through that particular ministry. It speaks God's truth to me. If that's you, thank you for being with us. And thank you for beginning right now to say, I'm going to invest in what God is doing in this particular Winning Walk outreach. As God has blessed you, let me tell you, you can be a blessing to others.
Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more from his message, Truth for the Family.
Another girl said that she would wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning and realize there was a light on in the family room. It often happened. And when it did, she would get up and she would go into the family room and she'd find her father sitting in a big chair. He was reading the Bible. And when she came into the room, he said, oh, honey, I'm so glad you're here. Come over here, get on my lap. He would climb up on her lap and then he would open the Bible and he'd say, you see your name right there? That scripture is for you. I've been praying for you here. And the contribution that made to her sense of worth and personhood was enormous.
Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. You had a relationship with Ted Bundy. We know that name, massive murderer. Speak to that, if you would.
Ted Bundy, as many of you would know, was one of the most prolific murderers of women in our history. I got a phone call 2 years before he was executed from his lawyer. Lawyer said, come when he's going to be executed. We know it's going to happen. Then I come into town, and I'm the only one that's taken into the Florida State Prison. We sat around this table and began talking, and he was deeply moved by what he was trying to say. He did not in any way blame his parents or anybody else. He wanted it known that he had gotten hooked on violent pornography. And he wanted to say, this is the message he brought me down there, is to tell parents, beware of your kids, because this stuff is dangerous.
Well, pornography is deadly. I shared this with you earlier when my son Ed was 15 or something, and read to my boys. I mean, they thought, somebody told you, you read to your children, they'll be readers. And so she read everything, every night, all their lives. And one day she was in his room and she was cleaning, and she looked under the bed and there was a Playboy magazine. And so she put it back. When Ed came home, she went to the room. She said, Ed, sit down on the bed here together. Said, you know, we've always read together. Let me show you what I found and let's read this together. We've had no problem with pornography, either one of our three sons.
I got to tell you, that will cool you off quicker than anything.
It really will.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Dobson, you also had a wonderful and traumatic experience with somebody we also know, Pete Maravich. Pete Maravich, man, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And tell your encounter with Pete.
He may have been one of the top 10 NBA players in history. He left 43 or 44 NCAA records at LSU. He was one of a kind. He was magic before magic was magic. He was really incredible, the talent that he had. He was only about 6'4", but, you know, he's playing with people 7 foot, and he would go around them. I've never seen anything like that. Pete had been a rascal. He was a womanizer. He drank a lot. And he just really didn't live a very moral life. And when he finally, his knees gave out and he left the NBA, he was absolutely lost. He was really looking for Jesus and didn't know it. Mm. And for 5 years, he stayed in that room in his house and couldn't go out because people hounded him to death for autographs and pictures and so on. And so he, for 5 years, he was very lonely. And he was in bed one morning, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and he heard his name. And it scared him. And he sat up wondering if he dreamed it, and he heard it again. Mm. He got out of bed and gave his heart to the Lord. Mm. And, I mean, he really had a conversion experience. And he couldn't talk to you in that next 5 years about anything but Jesus. And, in fact, I had invited him to come out to California to play basketball with us and to be on the radio. It was really audacious. Here I am, a duffer, a bunch of guys that, you know, had never been on an NBA floor, much less played. And yet we wanted him to play with us. And he said, I'd really like to do that. So we played the basketball for about 45 minutes. And everybody went to get a drink. And Pete and I stayed on the floor. And we were just talking to each other. And I said, Pete, how you feel today? You haven't been playing. And he said, I feel great. And I turned to walk away. And for some reason, I got about 5 feet, and I turned around and looked at him just in time to see him fall.
We'll continue with Dr. Ed Young and Dr. Dobson in just a moment here on The Winning Walk. But right now, we want to remind you about an opportunity to help encourage more listeners like you with the proven truth of God's Word. People all over the world turn to The Winning Walk for Bible-based messages that help them walk closer with Jesus. And with our financial year ending on March 31, a generous donor has pledged to match up to $75,000 when friends like you give to help keep this program going strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to help reach more listeners with the proven truth of God's Word in the new year of ministry ahead. It's an opportunity to change lives that we can't afford to miss. So please call and give today to keep God's Word encouraging you and countless others. call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. And stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username, Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's Winning Walk.
And I turned to walk away, and for some reason, I got about 5 feet, and I turned around and looked at him just in time to see him fall. And he fell hard. He didn't break his fall, and he hit the floor. And I thought he had a good sense of humor. I thought he was teasing, even though he fell hard. And I walked up to him, and I saw that he was in a seizure, and he wasn't breathing. And I started CPR, and I called the other guys, and they worked his heart. We called a paramedic to come. It took about 20 minutes for them to get here, and we never got another heartbeat on him. And it's one of the shocks of my life to have one of the great athletes of the world drop dead and fall and be in your arms. The paramedics allowed us to follow the ambulance to the hospital, and then they allowed us to come into the room and circle his bed, gurney where he was lying. And I had to call his wife and tell her that Pete wasn't coming home again. You can't imagine the emotional shock of it all, particularly a man who was talking about Jesus when he died. But I was besieged by the media, so I went home rather than going to work. And my son, my 17-year-old son, I said, "Ryan, I really need to talk to you." And he came into the bedroom. And I said, "Ryan, you have to understand that what happened to Pete Maravich and his family today was not an isolated situation. That happens to all of us. Sooner or later, you'll get the phone call about me." And in fact, I had my heart attack 2 years later on that same floor, about 20 minutes from where Pete had fallen. But I said, "Ryan, when that moment comes and you know that I'm in heaven, there's only one thing I want you to remember, and that's to be there. I care about what you accomplish in your life. You're bright. You'll do a lot. But all that is secondary. The thing I want to know is that you are there. Be there. And I'll be looking all over heaven for you on that day."
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Thank you for tuning in. We hope the Holy Spirit spoke to you through today's message. A listener named Jeff recently shared how he was feeling abandoned, forsaken, and unloved. His anger at God was keeping him trapped in those feelings, but the Holy Spirit was able to reach Jeff through the winning walk, reminding him of the freedom available through repentance. That's the impact your gifts make possible through this program. And with the end of our financial year coming up on March 31, a generous friend has offered to double your gift today to help finish this year of ministry strong and reach more people like Jeff in the months ahead. If you've never had the opportunity to support this ministry, please take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give now to help keep the proven truth of God's Word broadcasting strong for you and so many others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Young encourages you to use your trials for God's glory.